Welcome again to Save Your Money and Save Your Teeth, the go-to podcast where curiosity meets dentistry, straight from the experts. I'm Ian, and every week I'm chatting to Dr. Clifford Udelman from OptiSmile, and we take a deep dive into the world of dental care from a consumer's perspective. So if you're looking to brighten your smile, or maybe just to protect your wallet, we've got you covered with practical advice and the latest insights. So stay tuned as we uncover the secrets to maintaining both your dental health and also your finances. Today, take home kits as we still talk about teeth whitening and bright smiles with clear answers by Dr. Clifford Udelman. Welcome back, Doctor.
Thanks. I hope you had a great week, and thanks for having me on again. And I'm really loving doing these podcasts. I feel that if people listen to today's podcast, they won't make mistakes or spend too much money or more than they need to. And this is one of my favorite topics. Take-home kits are my favorite way, or my best recommendation for patients to get whiter teeth and also healthier gums. There's other benefits to take home teeth whitening trays and gels. So we'll get right into it.
So yeah, last week you also mentioned the take home whitening kits. Can you tell us what types of take home whitening kits are available, and also how do they work?
Okay, fantastic. So all teeth whitening that works well, excuse the English, but effective teeth whitening in this day and age almost always uses, or in fact in every case uses, a form of hydrogen peroxide. So in South Africa and most countries, hydrogen peroxide is regulated almost as if it's a drug. It can only be dispensed by a licensed dentist or a hygienist working under a dentist. If you go to Dis-Chem or Clicks and you buy a take-home kit that has got hydrogen peroxide in it, it's probably not legal. Maybe there's some loophole. They've managed to get it on the shelf. And if you've got teeth whitening strips or a kit from the US, that could be legitimate, could be a proper product. I believe they are allowed to sell them there. There are these whitening strips, that type of stuff we're going to talk about next week. So the types of take-home whitening kits that are available from a dentist is what we're talking about today. So there are pre-filled trays. The one that I used quite a lot 9-10 years ago was called Opalescence Go. It's a box, if I remember correctly, it's 10 trays. They're pre-filled. You just peel them open and you stick them in. And they actually work reasonably well. It's a professional product. It can end up being quite expensive because one box will not usually do the trick. And there's also professional teeth whitening strips and things like that, but I think we'll leave the strips for next time. So the custom fitted trays is what we're talking about mainly today. So custom fitted trays from a dentist or hygienist offers a precise fit, and we make them at OptiSmile. We either scan you with an iTero scanner, and we have models printed. We'll soon be printing the models in-house with our own 3D printer. And then we use a vacuum former to melt a thin sheet of plastic, and then we vacuum it over the model. And then we trim it at OptiSmile. We trim it. We don't scallop it or trim it to the tooth edge. We actually cover a little bit of your gum as well, and it creates a really good seal. So there's a lot that goes into making a good tray. The other way that it's done is you take a mold using a very quick setting alginate material, which is a powder that you mix with water, and we put that in your mouth, and then we take a mold, and then we pour up plaster, Paris, or stone models. We let that set, and then we trim them, and then we do the same vacuum forming. in our practice, the hygienist or the dentist or even the dental assistants are able to make those trays. There's quite a lot involved to make a really good and well-fitting tray. It's very important that the trays fit very well. If you get a tray from a place that's not a licensed dentist or even from a dentist where the hygienist or the assistant was unsupervised and it doesn't fit properly, then you may not get the results you're looking for, or you may end up swallowing a lot of gel. So, at OptiSmile, we charge around 2,000 Rand to make custom trays, and then we actually sell the gel independently. So some patients might only need trays to touch up because they've been whitening for years and they've lost their trays, and then they'll buy one tube of gel. Other patients may have very dark teeth and might want to whiten for 6 or even 8 weeks, and they can buy 4 or 5 tubes of gel or syringes. And so we customize it per patient, and we sell the gel for, at the moment, it's about 380 Rand a syringe. So an in-chair whitening, not including cleaning and checkup, you know, if you get 3 syringes and some trays, it's around about 3,000 Rand, which is a fairly reasonable cost, given how expensive things are these days.
Yeah, and then in terms of results, how do you take home kits compared to in-chair treatments, doctor?
So we get gradual results. I had a patient in yesterday who is doing Invisalign, and with Invisalign we treat the Invisaligns as take-home trays in most cases, and we give patients gel to put in their Invisalign. That way they save the 2,000 Rand on getting custom trays. They're going to be wearing these Invisaligns anyway, and the patient has done about 4 or 5 sessions of take home, and he was just beaming. He thought his teeth were so much whiter, and I could see that they did look whiter, but you know, we see a lot of teeth, so I pulled up the photos, and it was quite dramatic. And I warned him, I said, if you stop now, they'll drop back almost halfway back to where they were. So the thing is, it's gradual. You have to keep going until you don't see any further whitening, and then you even go a little bit longer, up to a week extra, because that way when you stop, the teeth the teeth don't rebound too far. And like we said last week, we often use it to maintain the in-chair results. In fact, we at OptiSmile, we almost insist, in fact we do insist, but there are people, you know, everyone's got the right to choose their own treatment, and some people just refuse take-home trays, even with us being quite insistent on it. Yeah, the main use, if you've done in-chair, is to do the take-home as well. Some people think it's better for sensitive teeth due to the slower process, but in fact, we'll still do in-chair whitening on people with even very sensitive teeth, because we cover up the areas that are unprotected. We only bleach enamel. We don't go and put bleach on cracks or leaking fillings or at the gum line where you're already sensitive. We cover that up with the gum protection gel. But then that's where trays are very important, because the trays can be used for fluoride treatments, which we don't really dispense fluoride treatments anymore at OptiSmile. We use something called tooth mousse, which is a preventive material. We've spoken about it before. It's like an anti-cavity conditioner for your teeth. We also have concentrated desensitizers, something called Ultra Ease from Ultra Dent. Similar, it's the same as the opalescence, the people that make opalescence. And people with very, very sensitive teeth, or people that have had in-chair whitening or unprofessional whitening and have got very sensitive teeth, we might give them these trays and let them desensitize for 2 or 3 days or 2 or 3 sessions before they even put gel on their teeth. But yeah, I mean, after in-chair whitening, it's really good to have these trays for a number of reasons.
And what should someone look out for when purchasing a take-home whitening kit?
I mean, you say purchasing, but it's more a case of consulting with a dentist that's got a lot of experience in teeth whitening and customizing it for you, making sure that you don't have the fillings or veneers that aren't going to whiten. And it's really more a case of it being dispensed or prescribed, like a doctor prescribing an antibiotic. It should be customized for you. You must always be sure if you've got trays that you got from a dentist and you've kept them, they'd last a number of years. Always check the active ingredient. And because some people have had take-home trays and they've used the 10% carbamide peroxide, which is an overnight one. They are used to wearing it overnight, and then they may walk into a dentist and say, I've got these trays and I want to buy some gel. So that's where this purchasing comes in. And at OptiSmile, we won't sell teeth whitening gel over the counter, and we'll often get people, we have a gym next door and people come past, or they're visiting from Johannesburg and they pop in and they say, oh, my friend comes out to get teeth whitening and I want to buy some gel. And we refuse to sell gel to someone that has not seen one of the dentists or that we haven't prescribed it for, because we need to instruct them on how to use it properly. If we sold them a hydrogen peroxide 7.5% or 9.5% over the counter, and they went and put it on their trays and they used it overnight, it would definitely burn their gums and cause all kinds of sensitivity and problems. So, you know, you've got to treat it like a medication. The other thing is, so always just read the ingredients and get customized instructions. The best, as I said, is for the dentist to prescribe that for you, or under a hygienist, under the supervision of a dentist. And also, if you do have sensitive teeth, to make sure that you get some desensitizing gels, or you get some tooth mousse, which has got desensitizing properties.
So, Doctor, for those who are concerned, any risks associated with using these take-home whitening kits?
Yeah, so we've already covered some of that now. You need proper instruction on how to do it. So we always show the patients in their mouth and in the trays exactly how much to put. In most cases, you're putting similar to a grain of rice, but it's customized depending on the size of your tooth. The gel should be minimal, so it just spreads out over your teeth and doesn't go onto your gums. If you haven't been instructed properly, or you've been instructed incorrectly, or it's like a DIY kit and you put too much gel and it's a stronger hydrogen peroxide gel, you will irritate your gums and you will get sensitivity. If you're putting way too little, you could get uneven whitening, or initially the first few days your teeth could be whitening unevenly, which is not a big deal because eventually the gel does just spread through the tooth and whiten everything. There are a lot of patients have fluorosis or little white spots on their teeth which are hardly visible, and as soon as they start whitening, it can become very apparent initially. It does even out, but those are the things that your dentist will be able to warn you about before you start. Other risks associated with using take-home whitening, if you haven't heard our previous two podcasts, some of the things would be, avoiding enamel damage and avoiding things that are not professionally approved.
And now, how long does it take to see results? I think a lot of listeners will ask that question as well.
Yeah, so even with the in-chair and the take-home, the results are variable according to the color of your own teeth, the enamel, and the type of staining that you have, according to your age. So it can be effective even for someone's teeth. If someone's got very yellow or brown teeth and it's been like that their whole life, they may do carbamide peroxide overnight for as long as 3 to 6 months. I'm on a study group that I mentioned where they post a lot of cases and so on. And in the UK, in fact, they can't sell or or even obtain any very strong peroxides. And so the overnight one, carbamide peroxide, which is a 10% carbamide peroxide, which breaks down to 3% hydrogen peroxide, I think that's the strongest one they can get. And if they get a 6% hydrogen peroxide in the UK, that's considered a very strong substance. I'm not that familiar with the UK, but I've seen it on groups that they just can't get the 9.5% peroxide. I think the 6% is for medically necessary, you know, in chair. It's got to be done in chair by a dentist. In South Africa, we can dispense 9.5% and show you how to use it, and you can take it home. And we've been doing it for years. And I think in most other countries, it's just the UK and maybe some other EU countries that are very strict like that. We use different ones. If you haven't heard the previous podcasts, we like to use Pola, which is from Australia. It's a very good company, P-O-L-A. And we like to use the 7.5% or the 9.5% peroxide. And we see results with that very, very quickly. 2 or 3 days, the teeth are looking much whiter. And back to the original question, which is how long does it take to see results? We have patients continue with that for sometimes for up to 2 weeks, and that's sufficient. They stop and there's no rebound. If it's a 10% carbamide peroxide gel, like an opalescence, or as I mentioned before, there's a Zoom one, which we don't like. We used to see a lot of sensitivity for some reason or another with the Zoom product. But the opalescence we do use in aligners because people are wearing the aligners anyway. And sometimes patients will carry on with that for up to a month because it's much weaker and slower. The results vary from one patient to another. It's a gradual process, which often looks more natural. And it's not like the next day you get to work and people say, what have you done? People always refer to that episode in Friends where, is it Fraser?
Yes. Is it Chandler?
What's his name? Yeah, yeah. One of them gets their teeth white and way too white, and they're glowing in the dark. So, yeah, with in chair or take home whitening, you're not gonna get a result like that. Your teeth will always look natural. When you see these Instagram people with very, very white teeth, it's either a filter or they've gone off to Turkey and they got very, very white veneers. Teeth whitening will never do that, so you must always have realistic expectations, and that's what a professional hygienist and dentist will explain to you. But we can't always predict. We sometimes get patients where we think their teeth will whiten very nicely, and it just takes an awful long time, and other patients where we're not sure how well it will work, and it looks amazing. So, yeah, it's always better to under-promise and over-deliver. And patients need to set realistic expectations. If you're going to a high school reunion or a wedding next week, then that's a case where you might want to do an in-chair, and then a week or two of take-home, the in-chair will just get things going a bit quicker. And if you're really in a hurry, you could do that and then finish with another in-chair, and then you always just maintain with take-home. So we call it WOW, way of whitening. We customize it for each patient. And I'm sure your dentist or hygienist can as well.
I want to ask you, doctor, is it possible to combine take-home whitening kits with in-chair treatments if you're looking for better results?
100%. That's exactly, you know, what I've been saying all along is take-home kits are often used for maintenance, but it's not even a case of maintenance. That whitening effect that you get after an in-chair is fairly temporary. It won't go all the way back to where they were, but if you just do an in-chair and you don't do take-home, it's not going to be that effective. If for some reason someone manages to do 4 sessions of in-chair and you put up with the zingers and you've really had a very intense in-chair session, you may get some moderate lasting results, but it's really not something that I recommend. Go back and listen to last week's one if you want to know more about zingers. Combining treatments really is a good way to go.
And how important is it to follow the instructions on these take-home kits exactly?
Yeah, precise adherence to these instructions is very important. We've taken it a step further at OptiSmile. Instead of just handing someone some gel and trays and having the assistant or you know, even just showing them very quickly, we make sure that they fully understand. We have them do it. We even send them a PDF by email that they have to sign before they get a copy of it. So we've got it on file that they received proper written instructions. We give patients, I know it sounds like overkill and a lot of dentists aren't doing it, we give patients a full informed consent as if it's a medical procedure, because we tell them, if you have any veneers or you have any fillings or crowns, that these are not going to whiten. And they've signed off on that. If you just go to a hygienist that's maybe moonlighting down the road and just after doing your whitening and not consulting with a dentist, or maybe not licensed to practice independently where they get trained to do a full exam and x-rays and to inform you the same way a dentist would inform you, you know, you're not going to be very happy if you whiten your teeth and you've got a single crown. In fact, that happened, only ever happened once at OptiSmile. I had a young gentleman who was a long-term patient at the practice, and his teeth were lovely. They were white. He had a surfing accident when he was young, and somebody did not OptiSmile, another dentist, actually a prosthodontist, did a perfectly matching single crown on his teeth, on his one front tooth, which is the most difficult cosmetic procedure we can do, is to match a single front tooth. And it was so well done that the hygienist at the time at OptiSmile, you know, was cleaning his teeth, and someone unbeknown to him had given him a birthday present and prepaid for a whitening treatment for him to get his teeth whitened. And he was about 18 at the time, and he was oblivious. He couldn't even remember that he had a crown. And the hygienist did this whitening without one of us first checking or looking at the x-ray. And yeah, it was a disaster, to be honest, because his teeth whitened quite a lot. They were already white, and they whitened a lot. And the auntie, or I can't remember who it was that bought him the teeth whitening, you know, he went home and his teeth were white. And then this crown that matched perfectly looked like a relatively yellow. And we were like, no, don't worry, you know, it will fade. In those days, the hygienist was trying to do 3 or even 4 in-chair whitenings. He had zingers. It was like a whole story. But, you know, if you warn people about the zingers, sometimes they'll say, okay, go ahead. But, yeah, the guy had tears in his eyes. And then he came back and he said, no, come back a few weeks later and we'll see. And then he came back a few weeks later, and the single front tooth, it looked like someone did a terrible crown for him. And then a few weeks later, and his teeth were still white, and we obviously didn't give him take-home trays, and we ended up having to replace that front crown for him. So yeah, don't make that mistake. Or, you know, if you're a dentist, you know, make sure you look at the patients beforehand. From what I remember, I think we even redid the crown for him at no charge, and we were very apologetic. And you know, it's good to have a good relationship with your patients, but everyone is happy in the end.
And now that you mention mistakes, Doctor, in your experience, what common mistakes do people make when they take these take-home whitening kits home?
You think more gel will work quicker, so you put in too much gel. And like we said before, that will irritate your gums. I've had patients that treat it like a toxic poison when in fact it isn't. We make hydrogen peroxide in our own saliva, and these gels, if they're medically formulated from a decent company like Polar, are very, you know, they're not toxic. Then people take out the trays and they brush really hard and they irritate their gums, and then they go back the next day and they put too much gel in the trays, and the peroxide gets in the gums and they really irritate their gums. So then we get them to stop for a few days, just overdoing it, not following the instructions. If we tell you to use the 7.5% for 30 minutes a day, don't think that an hour will be better. Definitely, you know, don't use them consistently, not inconsistently. I tell patients it's like digging a hole on the beach in the sand. If you just dig a little bit every day, eventually you'll have a nice big hole. That's basically like digging all the yellow out of your teeth. But if you dig one day and then you don't dig for a few days, you go back and then you dig again for 2 or 3 days and then you don't dig and you go back, you know, at the end of a month, you sort of one step forward, two steps back. You know, doing a little bit every day and following the directions is very important. And then also forgetting to avoid staining foods after in-chair teeth whitening. To be honest, that's like general advice. I've never seen anyone do that, and I'm sure people have done that. They get an in-chair and they go, and have a curry or tomato sauce, and supposedly it's supposed to soak into their teeth, and it's going to be very difficult to remove that. I've never personally seen that, but we always give people that advice, and it's in the written informed consent and in the take-home instructions. So that would be a big mistake, but with in-chair whitening. And like I said last time, if you've got the take-home kits, I don't think it would be such a big deal, because those gels, the take-home gel, will start bleaching out any little bit of tomato sauce or curry. But don't quote me, just avoid those things. I think that's always best to follow instructions.
And any tips for managing sensitivity, doctor?
So with the take-home whitening kits, it's quite easy to manage sensitivity. We always recommend people use a desensitizing toothpaste. There's quite a few on the market. We have some special ones at OptiSmile that we'll dispense. Reducing the frequency of use. So with a Polar 7.5%, you can use it for up to 45 minutes in a single session, or 2 30-minute sessions a day if you're in a hurry, and that works really well. But if your teeth are getting a bit sensitive, then you dial back on that. You can rinse out the trays, clean them out, dry them, and put something like Ultra Ease or tooth mousse in the trays, and put that in as instructed, whether it's 10 minutes or half an hour. If there's one particular tooth that's got a recession at the gum line, we can paint on, or your dentist can paint on, desensitizer at that spot. You know, if it's sensitive with cold air, we treat sensitivity with UltraDent makes a product called Dentine Desensitizer, and it's got a little dispensing brush. We just squirt it out of the syringe and brush it straight on, and that works very nicely.
And then finally, what is the average cost of take-home whitening kits compared to professional treatments?
So I can't speak for other dentists in South Africa, but when you look at advertising, so I'm not a big one. I don't really like the idea of a loss leader. If you see a dentist advertising a special on teeth whitening, where it's normally in chair plus take home is normally 8,000 or 9,000 rand, and they're giving it away for 3,000 rand, then I would say watch out, because there's no such a thing as a free lunch. If it's a minimal discount, like a Mother's Day discount or something, you know, Nurses Week, or you know, there's a little bit of a discount on there, and it's just a marketing thing, that would be fine. The actual the in-chair kit themselves, they're very expensive for the dentist to purchase if they're using a legit one like Flash, because when you buy the kit, you get like a credit card that goes into the light, and you've got to use the light with that gel. And the cost, I don't know offhand, but it can be as much as up to 2,000 rand for a kit. That's before the dentist has even touched you. So it can be very expensive. On our website at OptiSmile, if you go to to book online. We've got different packages where you can have an exam, x-rays and take home, exam x-rays cleaning and take home kit. And there's a package for exam, x-rays, cleaning, in-chair whitening plus take home kit. I'm sorry, I don't know the prices offhand, but go to the website. There are dentists who sort of undersell the take home whitening trays and gels, and I would just be careful because sometimes maybe those cheap trays are not very nicely made, and or they purchasing bulk, some kind of generic gel. So I think you always get what you pay for in most cases. At OptiSmile, I do know the price of our take-home whitening. We charge around 2,000 Rand for the trays and 380 Rand per syringe, but we don't sell a tray with six syringes. We dispense for the patients. We might send someone home with a 7.5% to use for the first week with two tubes of desensitizer, and then maybe even a 9.5% when they come for a follow-up. We include all the follow-ups. There's no charge. So we take your scan or your molds. We make your trays. You come back. We show you. We give you written instructions, informed consent. Then you come back, and we also take photos of the shade with a shade guard. Then you come back a week or 2 weeks later, whatever it is that we tell you, and we take more photos and we check that you're doing it properly, and we dispense more or different gel. And all of that is included in that 2,000 Rand. And then obviously the gels you pay for on their own. I want to hazard a guess on the in-chair, but to be honest, it's just slipped my mind right now. We can post it in the notes. I'll put it in the transcript.
Awesome. And that is it for another week's very informative Save Your Money, Save Your Teeth, with a big thanks to you, Dr. Clifford Udelman.
Thank you very much. I thought today was a fantastic one. If people are interested in saving their money and saving their teeth, and they've heard our previous podcasts, some of our early ones was about confidence and cosmetics. You know, having your teeth whitened really does boost one's self-confidence. Also, one of the side effects, positive side effects of take-home teeth whitening is it's very good for your gums. If you do suffer from mild gingivitis or your oral hygiene isn't great, in the States, they sell a very, very mild, a 1% sort of bleaching gel. They say one of the side effects is your teeth will get white, obviously very slowly, but they sell it specially for gum treatment and even for cavity treatment. So there are health benefits of take-home whitening. Obviously, the take-home kits are more affordable, but there's a bit more of a time and a bit more commitment. Be sure to listen to our past previous podcast, and be sure to tune in next week, because next week we're talking about the risks and benefits of non-dental or non-professional teeth whitening, things like beauty salons, over-the-counter whitening products compared to professional treatments, some of these other horror stories and so on to do with illegal teeth whitening. And then the very last one will also be on teeth whitening, and that will be teeth whitening tips and advice. It will be like a recap on all of the stuff we've spoken about. So there's still two more teeth whitening podcasts, and looking forward to speaking to you next week.
Same here, Dr. Udelman. Thank you so much once again. And also a big thanks to our listeners. Remember, also, while we strive to provide valuable insights, always consult with your own dental professional for advice tailored to your personal health. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcasts for more enlightening discussions, and join us again next time as we continue to explore the fascinating intersection of dental health and financial savvy. Until then, keep smiling and taking great care of your teeth.
Discover the world of dental excellence with OptiSmile. Join us for a weekly podcast featuring Dr. Clifford Udelman, a seasoned expert with 40 years of dental experience across four continents. Gain unique insights and expert dental advice by visiting optismile.co.za for articles that illuminate the path to optimal oral health. If you're seeking unparalleled dental care in Cape Town, get in touch with OptiSmile or book directly online on optismile.co.za. OptiSmile, where global expertise meets local care.